I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I was just reading up on the Russian Civil War and
what was that about? I don't know shit about that.
Dude, the Germans sent Lenin and Trotsky and all those guys back into Soviet, into Russia before it was the Soviet Union to hopefully start a revolution during World War One.
Stop.
The Germans like injected them into Russia to be like, hopefully these guys collapse the government.
What?
And they did.
That was the Germans doing?
Germans propped them up.
Dude, and who's doing that now?
The Ruskies?
Do you think so?
Well, they saw what worked.
Kind of, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
Ruskies are propping up like horrible fucking race wars in America.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that makes too much sense.
Yeah, the monarchy in Russia like exiled all those dudes. And they all, like, fucking Trotsky, I think Lenin might have lived, Trotsky lived in New York for a little. Like, they all went everywhere. And then, Germany.
They had a hot cast going.
During World War One, they had a hot cast. And Germany was like, we got to end this war on this front during World War One. They're like, if we send these guys back into Russia, they'll fucking, the cast is hot. They'll get the boys going. And they did, dude. They got the workers going.
Mass starvation. It was like starvation and shit.
Yeah, but the Russian Civil War is nuts, man.
Who was fighting?
It was the old guard, so it was like they're called the White Russians.
Seriously?
It was the White Russians versus the Reds. And the White Russians were like people who still supported the government, like the monarchy.
Yeah, no communism.
The Tsar.
Yeah.
And then the Reds were a lot of like anarchists.
Shit, dude.
Social Democrats.
What?
Yeah. And, like, the numbers are always wacky when you look at, like, casualties in Russia, because then the Soviets kept everything quiet. But the casualties of the Russian Civil War are, like, 20 million.
Damn.
Like, just insane.
Really?
Yeah, man.
How much of that, how many, like, because everyone always uses that stat as, like, the gulags and stuff.
This was pre-gulags. That was, like, gulags were during the Soviet reign.
When was that? Oh, that was when they won.
Yeah. But they did have what was called white and red terrors, which they would go intimidate people and by that, like, execute towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the problem?
So they were with each other?
Yeah. Communism versus no communism?
Communism versus, well, not necessarily communism, but, like, not the Tsar or with the Tsar.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So freedom fighters. They're patriots.
Kinda.
And then they were like, when
they were saying good things.
When did it slide into like never ending gym class? That's all I always picture communism, like never ending gym class. Everyone's just in like a sweatsuit. Just like,
Stalin.
That's when he was like.
Lenin was hooking them up with. Well, what also fucked them is they were using all the workers.
Yeah.
For their army.
Okay.
So they were using like peasant armies. And then they were like, oh shit, we're out of food.
Because
all the peasants just died in a war.
Quick miscalculation.
Yeah, that was an easy one to look back on and be like, oh fuck.
Fuck.
We're using farmers as soldiers.
They just, like, the bread stopped coming, and they're like, huh?
Yeah, they were out of, they ran out of food. It got nuts, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, and then.
Didn't they, like, eat each other and shit?
There was some of that in Stalingrad during World War II. Support the president.
Yeah, man.
The entire country's like, what?
Freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, they're like, what, you're a fucking Nazi?
And it also, there was also people the opposite, who you're like, dude, Trump's a fucking retard. And they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's like. Dude, it's whatever they're doing is working, and we'll see, dude. It's going to be, I mean, the propaganda is going to get
there. It's wild, though, right? During World War One.
No idea.
Germany was like, this will fuck them up. Let's give them this disease. Let's give them communism.
Oh.
And then it came back to fuck Germany 20 years later.
It came back on them?
The Soviet Union just butt-fucked Germany.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if he knew the Nazis were close to a city, he wouldn't evacuate the civilians. Because he was like, it'll actually inspire the troops to fight harder if they know they're defending women and children.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, dude, wild shit. I finished Ghost of the Ostfront for like the third time.
Really?
What is it?
It's a book about World War. No, you listen to the
Harlan podcast about the Eastern Front.
I got to get into it.
It is insane.
How bad they were?
How bad both sides were. And just like I was telling you were busy. But there's one story where there's. This, you had to follow every, if you were a Soviet commander, you had to follow every order to a T. You couldn't fuck it up at all. So, like,
what happens if you did? They would shoot you.
They'd kill you.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, no matter what the order was, you had to do it. So, this one's like, move the line up 5 kilometers. And on a map, there's no river.
Yeah.
But now there's a river in front of you. And he's like, all my guys are Mongolians. None of them, they're all from the steppes. They've never even seen water.
Damn.
And he's like, if we try to cross, they're all going to drown, but that's the order. So then he would just send them all. They would all drown. He'd get to the other side and be like, about fucking 7 dudes survived. And they'd be like, what the fuck happened? He'd be like, well, they drowned in the river.
And they'd be like, all right.
They're like, okay.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Good work.
Hang up. Like, it was insane, dude. Everything was...
That's fucking crazy.
But then, especially, like, the stories about, like, Berlin at the end, when, like, the Soviets are coming. It's like, holy fuck, dude.
When they came, they stormed... I didn't know they stormed Berlin.
Yeah. That's where we met them.
Terrifying. The West, when the Ruskies came.
Americans and the Russians met in Berlin.
And
everybody in Berlin was trying to get to the American side. They're like, please let us surrender to you guys, because those guys are
Ruskies.
Raping everybody.
Damn.
They were, and it was like they were raping chicks to death. Dude, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, they're a bunch of Ruskies in the wild, dude.
They're Ruskies that, and this had all just happened to them. So the Germans have been doing it for years.
Going through Russia on a little, they're raping.
They were fucking every atrocity imaginable.
What?
So then,
what's their beef with the fucking Ruskies?
Well, the Russians, I mean, it was all racial. They were like, these people aren't Aryan.
Yeah.
They're the hordes from Asia. They're they're not human. So any war crime you commit is not a crime.
Against a Ruski.
Yeah.
Shit.
So everything was legal. Like, you could just, it was nuts.
You could do whatever. So the Ruskies were just like, oh, yeah? So they came back.
You think you guys can rape? Wait till you see what we do, dude. It was, and then all these countries that were in the middle, Poland and fucking.
Were they catching ours on the way there?
They were catching ours on the way there and back.
Damn,
dude.
The
old double R, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, and then the idea at the end of it is like an entire population with PTSD.
For sure.
Like the whole population has it that survived World War II. It must have just been wild.
Oh, post after that? You can't even imagine, dude.
No.
You can't even fathom it.
Like the...
That's keeping a stiff upper lip. When the Ruskies come and go, it's like, especially them coming through and being like, rape the whole town, and you're just like, motherfucker. And then you see him coming back, and you're like,
dude, it was like, there's a story of them going into a convent of like nuns.
Yeah.
Just, and they were like, they were getting old and young. Ooh. Like, it wasn't like it was sexual. It was like, they were doing this to them on purpose.
Jesus.
Like, it was
fucking crazy, dude.
Bro. That's one of the hardest things. That's a hard podcast to listen to.
That's a tough one.
It's fucking nuts.
They stormed the convent. Bad timing. I saw a hot nun not too long ago. I'd never seen a hot nun before. I saw one the other day when I went to Palm Sunday.
That's awesome.
Saw a hot young nun, and I was like, oh my God. Dude, like, I've only seen old, like, just super old ladies. I saw, like, probably a 26-year-old. Spanish looking chick.
Spanish.
I was a nun, and I was just like, oh my God.
Adios mio.
I was like,
yeah.
I remember my cousin had a nan who was not too nice, dude.
Really?
She's pretty nice. I think she was like part German. She was a mean old nan, dude.
Yeah, you could run into some mean. If she was German, dude.
Yeah, she was a.
Yeah, that could be it. She
might have been a fucking Nazi, dude.
She could have survived the Ruskies.
Holy fuck, I never thought about that.
She got fucking plugged by a bunch of Ruskies.
I never thought about that. She wasn't from Germany. She was from America. I think she was from America.
Oh, well, still.
Some of her boys.
Her pals got... She was definitely friends with Nazis.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. I never thought about that. She was a mean dude. Yeah. You're saying there's good people on both sides.
I'm saying there's a lot of bad people on both sides. Well, they were fighting the fucking Soviets.
That's true.
I'm talking that.
They're monsters, dude.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people.
It's just monsters fighting monsters.
Yeah.
You could just be a normal dude and your government sucks.
That's true.
And they're just like, well, you're a Nazi now.
Join up or die.
Like, do you want to join up or we're going to shoot your whole family?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, yeah, I guess.
Chuck on the uniform.
Yeah.
Get the goose stepping, dude.
Get the fucking stepping.
Yeah, that's the ultimate choice.
Well, that's something your boy JP talks about a lot. And every historian is like, it's easy to fucking sit here now
and be like,
look at these pieces of shit. I would have done something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have done shit.
Yeah, saying the person.
You would have fucking joined right up.
It's funny, the people I know who go along with like every single cultural thing going on right now are like, oh my God. It's like, you would have been a fucking Nazi.
You would have been, dude, if you had the fucking balls to try to like assassinate someone or like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, there's.
Like, I would have probably done it. I'm not gonna lie.
I would definitely let it.
Yeah, I'm saying
there's almost no chance Hitler could rise in my country.
I'm just allergic to groupthink. That's just me.
I would kill him right away.
Oh, if it were me, forget it, dude. Yeah. I'm allergic to groupthink.
Early on, I'd be cheering for him.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was a fucking maniac. I'd be like, this guy's hilarious.
Well, he also came in. Yeah, he did come in a time. You know, he came in a time while they were having a tough time, and he was like, "Bonjour, mama."
He trumped out. He
trumped out, dude. He's like, "It's going to be a magnificent."
Yeah, he. But yeah, there's stories that are just like there's one that's sick. It's like this is in Berlin, like right before the Soviets are coming, and mm-hmm. everybody. The story is like everybody on this trolley was like panicking and like talking shit.
Yeah.
And this dude in the back is wearing like full fucking Nazi regalia, like fucking he was an officer that like blew up a bunch of tanks, like you could tell by his
he had tons of swastikas on.
And he stood up and was like, "Listen, shut the fuck up." He's like, "If they do half of what we did to them, we are fucked. So you better fight to the fucking death today."
And everyone when they came in?
Yeah.
This dude had like the most swastikas. Did they do that like a football team? Like the more tanks you explode, they hit you another swastika on your
helmet? He had a bunch of Buckeyes. And yeah, because at the end they were using like boys and old men to fight these fucking Soviets. They're like, "We got to use everything we got."
There's so many Ruskies though.
There's a lot of Ruskies, and those boys were eager to get in there.
Damn.
Because and also the Soviets were using like they were using everybody. So this is convicts. This is fucking.
They freed everybody.
Like, everyone was just like, "You're going to the front, dude. Go nuts." Yeah. These are the worst people in the world.
Shit. Yeah.
But it's also people that committed the worst atrocities, fighting each other.
Yeah.
So then when atrocities happen to them, it's like you still like there's still sympathy. Because it's so horrible. It's for either side. Like, whoever's getting victimized, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Who's getting, like stormed and raped? Even if it's the Nazis. Yeah. Who's getting stormed and raped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you just sat back.
That's a tough ticket to pull from the deli counter.
But it is like a... Because all these people in Berlin were like, "Hell yeah, we're fucking these countries up. We're the best." It's like, you guys were just storming and raping everybody.
Yeah, dude.
So then when it comes back to you, that Ghost of the Ostfront wasn't really a hot topic for us.
That was a super hot topic, dude.
It just fucks me up.
Dude.
It's like, and then just normal people have no idea.
Do you think they add that to Clash of Clans?
What?
Like a rape function?
Yeah, at the end.
That's pretty
cool. What was wild about the story about that convent is like the Russian soldiers that were up front were like pretty elite soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come in and be like, We're going to take care of you, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Like, the guys coming behind us are wild.
Savages, yeah.
Like, you need to go west quick. And so people couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. You got a bunch
of
guns.
And this is what was considered, he was like the largest, mass retreat in human history. It was millions of people trying to go west. So every road was just packed with it was all women and children because the men are dead. So it's just miles of women drivers trying to get out of the city.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just walking and all that. But it was enough that they were lit up at night so the bombers could see them. And the Soviets would just blow up women and children.
Oh.
Like, dude, they were...
Payback.
Rightfully so. They were fucking furious.
Yeah,
and they were coming in just to kill everyone. It's wild, bro.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's all it takes is one person coming in and like... fucking up your village, and it's like, all right, well, this fucking on. Tag, I'm it, dude. Let's go.
Dude, there's all these stories of... I'm sorry I'm doing this. I'm excited about it, because it's
fucking
wild
tight.
Shit. There's these stories about partisans, is what they're called. So, like, when you invade a country, if you're occupying a country, basically the people resisting.
Yeah.
And, like, the Germans came into this town, and they were like, "Get us this fucking gold, or we're going to kill everyone."
They were like the Anunnaki.
And they're like, "We're going to check in on you later."
Yeah.
So everybody in the village... So then these soldiers left, and like four Nazis were left there. Everyone in the village murdered those Nazis, burned down the village, and left, except for one building that all the Nazis were in. And they left a box that just said gold on it. And when they opened it, it was everyone's heads.
Oh!
And it was like, dude, they...
How did the Nazis not know? Oh, the building...
They kept
the Nazis had been in.
Yeah, like their headquarters the town.
That'd be so fun to burn your town down, chop off your captured heads. Like, seriously, that would be fucking tight.
But then there's stories of like in Sarajevo, they assassinated the German, the guy who was
the bully. The governor. I remember that. Yeah,
they execute or they assassinated him, and then the way the Nazis responded was they hung like 1,000 people. They just hung 1,000 civilians.
Jesus.
From, like, the light posts in the cities.
What was, the, like, the direct economic interest they were fighting over back then? So, I know now, like, it's oil and all that stuff. Back then, were they just, like...
Fuck, I forget what it, the word for it in German is. But he was... It's something like free land.
Yeah.
Like, Lebensspace, like, living space.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, they wanted to eat it. Russia was big as fuck, so they were, like...
Well, no, this was Germany. They were trying to... They were trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
They're like, the Aryan people need living space.
Yeah, we need to breathe.
Everybody over here is our slave. Everybody on the West, they're going to join us. Like, it was...
Oh, I got you. So they're just basically like...
They were just trying to invade everything. And eventually, this was right... In World War II was when oil became massive.
Mm-hmm.
So the Germans were trying to work their way down to the Middle East to get all the oil.
Wow. So that was the plan. It was like, everyone...
Head down through, like, Greece... Get into, like, Turkey. That's why they were also in North Africa. They were all trying to work their way to the Middle
East. So they're just going to invade everyone, be like, white people are the best, hit the fucking Africa, take all the oil in the Middle East, and then just be the fucking oligarchs of the world.
Yeah. And the Ruskies were like, nah.
The Ruskies were like, nah, dude.
I had a terrible, terrible morning yesterday. I woke up after a nasty dream. I had a bad dream. I've been having bad dreams. I keep listening to this fucking book.
Dude.
Oh, I gotta tell you that. I told you. I called
that,
dude.
This, fuck me. That was crazy.
So this is what I went to bed to. I'm listening to a book about the genocide of Ukraine, which was like just Stalin's 5-year plan, just starving Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an hour and a half of just this chapter in this book is just an hour and a half.
How do you go about starving the entire country?
You just take all the food.
You just take it from.
Happened.
True. Yeah. It happened.
It's a lot. I think it's a lot easier than you think.
Well, it requires a very weak, dumb populace, like the Ukrainians. Not you guys.
So you take the food.
I'm just listening to these stories. Whoever wrote this is just literally telling horrific stories.
God.
Like they found the students found their classmate's head without his body in the local pond.
When
and its family ate the student and killed themselves.
When do you like, think they, shit. Like...
And this
Ukrainian
story,
slaughter.
Dude, this story.
It's funny.
I was like laying in bed, like, you know, when you sleep. I sleep on my side with my arm up. And, you know, my fat face is motionless while
I'm just listening
to just horrible shit. And then this one story I heard was so bad that I was like, I just found myself in bed just like. It's so funny. But the story was these two ladies, they had an orphanage that was just filled basically with starving children. Yeah. Everyone like bellies bloated, everyone's starving.
Yeah. Chucky no cheese, dude.
It was absolutely Chucky no cheese, dude. Chuck Netzoff no cheese. So for like to like help the kid, I don't know, they would lay out, everybody was suffering. All the children were like, they couldn't speak. They were that hungry. They were starving to death.
Yeah. Literally.
And they would lay them out, these children out on like a, they said sheets on the, in the grass outside and like let them lay. And they would just constantly be moaning.
Oh.
Like the teachers could leave and leave the kids out because the kids couldn't move.
Yeah.
They couldn't do and they would just be out there like,
there's a tar of moaning
kids. And then the story was that one day they left them out. They're probably like smoking cigarettes or something. And they, all of a sudden, the kids were quiet. So they're like, oh, shit, we got to go check this out. And they went out, and the kids were tearing the flesh off of the smallest one and sucking the blood and eating the meat. And the kid was eating his own skin, too. Anyway.
Wow.
What a fun story. It was like a four-year-old.
Wicked, dude.
Yeah, I was just laying there, just like.
Just,
just in bed, just like. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
wild. They had to pull the kids off. They were like literally like biting and sucking.
They
the
just
blood.
One kid just latched onto the other and then, one, and but, then they all kind of just rolled over.
Yeah, and then but the thing that fucked me up the most was the kid was eating himself also. Once everybody else started munching him, he was like, oh shit.
Oh, so he was like, give me a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Of himself.
And
they were like, eat their own shit.
Would they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would like find kids that have been eating their own shit. I mean, it's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, fucked.
It's, I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, food, it's good. It's nice to have it, man.
Yeah, it was like the Irish famine, but like, I mean, now it was much more documented. You know, it was in the 40s. Yeah.
And it was much more successful, I think.
Yeah, they did really a good job. Yeah, they got a lot of them. Yeah, no one was able to even leave. They all just...
We had a lot of guys fleeing.
Yeah
people were...
A lot of weaklings left the island.
Became great.
True.
Built it up for you to come over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now look at you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it seems pretty good over there. I'd like to have a little shot of me own over there.
Give me a taste of that.
What he was saying, after World War II, Europe was just in shambles. Russia was like, well, we'll be king of the shambles, and we'll run Europe, and we'll get like access to Europe's kind of like farm, all this other stuff. And America was like, we can't have that. So that was the Cold War. And then once the Soviet Union collapsed, the Soviet Union kept that like weird no man's land of Eastern Europe into the Middle East in check. Yeah, kept them in check.
Yeah.
Because they like they wouldn't bust it. Because that was all dudes from like old civilizations who would be like, the Phoenicians will rise. Like, there were all these weird old civilizations. Like, we got to fucking rise again. But Russia would be like, not right now, guys. Stop.
Yeah.
As soon as Russia fell, because we had been training Afghan, you know, that like, Afghan guys the whole time. The whole time, Russia fell. And then they were like, oh, shit, this is up for grabs now? So it's been a nonstop domino. People were like, oh, shit, they collapsed, up for grabs.
Yeah.
Pretty tight.
Yeah.
And the whole place, apparently, I didn't know that after the Cold War. That stretch of like the Balkans just fucking erupted. It was, that was like Kosovo and all that shit when we were little.
Yes.
I didn't know about that. I mean, I heard about it, but that's where it came from.
Of course.
I didn't know this.
This is how history works.
I knew this is how it would go.
You can literally, it keeps going.
It's crazy.
You can blame, the way things are right now is from the American Civil War.
Dude, and that's.
Things that happened then.
Yeah.
Things that happened, and that happened because of the revolution, that happened because.
It's crazy.
Every single thing you can.
It's pretty tight.
The way things are now is because of the Haitian Revolution. You get that's how history works.
It was nuts. It's wild. Man. It was really nuts.
That's why I'm such a big fan of it. I say, wow, what a great subject.
Wow. But the funny.
When I was a young boy in fifth grade, I said, wow, what a great subject.
That's interesting.